Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
This is At Home Connecticut, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hartford has it. Hartford has it. And here we are coming up on first night. And Hartford always has it when it comes to first night. And, of course, Hartford always has it when we can check in with Mike McGarry. And he can tell us what's happening with this year's first night. Nobody waves that Hartford flag higher than Mike. Good morning to you, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Steve Marino, pretty good. First, let me tell you the most spectacular thing you've got to go see.
Okay.
Start your New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and so on with the Cathedral of St. Joseph. I've been here since 76, and this is the most spectacular Christmas display I've ever seen. Doesn't cost anything. People should go to HSO, of course, 249-8431 to have hours that they could stop at the Cathedral. Cost nothing. It's wonderful, Steve. You got to go see it.
All right. Let me have that. Michael, excuse me. We went over that phone number quickly. So if it's a phone number, if we can give that again, just so if people want more information on what's happening there at the Cathedral.
Yeah. 860-249-8431.
8431. Perfect. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So first night, it's got a lot of stuff and a lot of indoor stuff. It might rain a little bit, but there's music all over town, which is pretty cool. You start with Union Station where you can get your button. You get them online if you want. It's always fun to go pick up a person, cash money, you know. Union Station, starting at 2 o'clock or so, right up till midnight, you pick up your button.
Okay, now, Mike, I'm sorry, Mike, they keep interrupting, only because I'm not clear on some of this stuff. What is the button, and what does the button allow me to do?
The button allows you to go in all the various places. There's a lot of indoor stuff and outdoor stuff, a lot of places. And it's a donation to keep it going, but it also allows you in places where you can't go without the button.
Okay.
So it's $15 for adults, $5 for kids. And there's chock full of stuff all over the place, carousel rides, stuff at Trinity, under the arch at Trinity and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But the new things, the things we want to highlight are right across the street from Union Place, they opened a new facility, one bar with jazz music. So a lot for adults. A lot of time it's all kids.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a brand new place right across from Union Station. I was there last night with a great looking place. I've been out too long. Anyway, and then, of course, we got the carousel rides and the ice skating, as you know, is pretty good.
Yeah.
And then Trumbull Kitchen actually is going to, all the downtown spots, many of them are going to have music.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole bunch of them, as I said, Trumbull Kitchen, this one, Barry's, Sunberry's. Then, of course, Theater Works and the library and the old State House, improv shows, CT thing at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, something. So lots and lots going on. You can pick up the full schedule at Union Place. Of course, you can go online, First Night Hartford, and get it all. But I think Union Place is great to stop there. There's plenty of places to park right behind it, you know, or on the street. And you go in, you get all your information. They have all kinds of things, family stuff going on there. And then around town, it's a pretty good setup. And, of course, fireworks at 6, fireworks at midnight. That's always a tradition, and it works out pretty well. And around town, it was pretty good. A lot of places have special food, like Hartford Flavor has a special menu. Pratt Street is loaded with stuff. They have dancing. They have all of the Sunberries and Hartford Flavor and on and on and on. Avon's up and down the street. Pratt has changed, you know, quite a bit over the last few years. And it's closed off, so there's no traffic there. Mm-hmm. And there's parking all over town. It's not hard to park downtown. You just keep looking, you'll find a place, either garage or street parking. And you park your car, go to Union Station, or stop at Union Station. Then maybe what I would do is I would stop at Union Station and then move your car closer to the heart of downtown, mm-hmm. because that's where most of the action is, around Bushnell Park and so on. So, or, you know, just walk around a lot. It's pretty good. A lot of people actually stay over, you know. They get a room in one of the various hotels and party and then have their room and go for a swim in the pool if they got one there. And like a real weekend, almost like a weekend, of course, mm-hmm. Tuesday night. Isn't this kind of a screwy year, the way the holidays fell?
It really messes everybody up.
Yeah, it did. And the late Thanksgiving. But I give credit to the first night people, despite everything's tough to raise money for anything. Mm-hmm. You know, they have mm-hmm. a tough time raising dough. But they put together a pretty good program. And, you know, all over town, it's really great. A lot of stuff for the little kids. There's art activities everywhere, as usual, you know.
So you got the you got the merry-go-round going in Bushnell Park, and then you're going to have the fireworks at 6 o'clock. And is that does the weather affect that at all, Mike, or what?
No, they do it no matter what. Mm-hmm. No, they do it. I remember one year with Marguerite when they first started the list, when they called it Winterfest.
Oh yeah. Back. Mm-hmm.
I remember we were in the old the hotel that used to be there, Capital Hotel. It mm-hmm. used to, Honus's. Remember when mm-hmm. for a while it was Honus's?
Yep.
And we went in and we saw the first fireworks way back then, and it was snowing. And what a great memory we had. Remember that all those years. So it still continues. It's pretty good. I'm saying it's. I remember other years when it was quite different. Mm-hmm. Hartford was different in other years. But I think First Night gets a lot of credit for patching together a really nice night. And I think people should take advantage of it because it's nice to see your neighbors and your friends and all that. And I'm going to be there. I'm actually going to volunteer sometime during the afternoon at Union Place.
Uh-oh. It's kind of scary when you see Mike McGarry. No, I'm sorry.
Just don't let me handle the money, that's all.
Oh, no, that's a whole nother discussion.
I don't want to do that yet. I'm pretty good at making change, but I got deep pockets.
So 2 o'clock down at Union Place is the best place to go pick up the button, right?
That's right, and right up through to midnight. But
perfect.
You should check out some of the new places downtown, again, especially on Pratt.
Right. Pratt's
got all – a lot of people don't, you know, they think maybe there's danger. There's no danger at all. There's plenty of police around and lots of people. There's no danger at all downtown. Mm-hmm. Safest place, very, very safe. And Union Place, again, is Pratt Street is closed from Trumbull to Maine.
Perfect.
So you get to walk up and down, and Hartford Prince has all those great doodads, you know. And there's a whole bunch of stores down there that are new and really crazy, and it's pretty good.
Good and crazy. New and crazy, just like us, Mike. All right. I gotta take a break, and then we're gonna come back and spend some time talking about our old buddy, our old pal that we just lost, was Mike Allen. So we're going to chat and spend a little time with him.
I'm so thrilled at what you're doing with the 100th anniversary thing. It's really
thank
great.
You. That's Morgan. That's Morgan.
Up, you know? We wrote him up in Hartford News. We had a nice little story about him.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. All right, Hartford News, check out the story about the 100 years of WTIC also. Michael, I got to let you go, but thanks a lot for calling in, and have a happy new year.
I'll see you soon.
You got it, man. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.